Welcome to the Life by Design podcast with your hosts, Jesslyn and Brian Pearson. We work with professional couples to help resolve conflict and elevate communication within their relationship.
We are the creators of the Discover, Define, Design framework, which supports you in resolving conflict and communicating better.
This episode, we're going to talk about adversity, part two of CORE, originally created by Paul Stoltz. Our last episode, we focused on the C and the O, which is control and ownership, and we went into unpredictability. This week, we're going to go into the R and the E, which is reach and endurance, and we're going to wrap that one up talking about when you're up to big things, it can cause big adversity.
Yeah, reach and endurance. The way I like to think about reach and endurance versus control and ownership is control and ownership is you can be proactive with it. You know where your control and where your ownership lies. But with reach and endurance, I find for most people, it tends to be a lot slipperier. You don't notice it as much. It just kind of, as it says, reaches out and grabs onto things. The adversity kind of gets you and the endurance just keeps going and you don't really notice it.
Yeah, I know. It's a good way to put it. So when we're saying reach, like it's one thing to impact you, but the reach we're talking about here is when it rolls into your partner, your children, your work, wherever it's going to reach and it creeps in there. And then endurance is more like, how's it impacting you long term if you don't like wrap it up and let it go in a sufficient time manner?
Yeah. Reach is like, you know, the waves of a pond, right? It starts with you, goes to your partner, goes to your kids, goes to your family, your extended family, keeps on traveling. How far is that reach of that adversity and the impact that it made to you? How far is it going?
Yeah. So when we're talking about reach here, we are looking at situations that reach into other areas of your work, your life, and to what extent does the adversity extend beyond the situation at hand? So we have a great story where in your old position as an employee, mm-hmm. how adversity struck and how we let it go further than it maybe should have.
Yeah, I think it's a common aspect of most careers and most professionals.
Yeah.
And most anybody who has a job, like that job on average takes up 40 hours of your week.
Yep.
That's a large chunk of time where, you know, you can't do your groceries, you can't do your cleaning, you can't do all these other things that you need to do. And then stuff happens at work too.
Yeah.
And now you have this situation where you're stressed out at work. You're stressed out because you got a life to live as well. And all of a sudden that stress at work starts coming home, starts affecting your relationship with your kids. Maybe you treat them differently. Definitely a lot of relationships we see, the partners are treated differently for sure. And yeah, it totally happened to me, 100%. I was at a company employed and I kind of just allowed the things that happened in that company and the stresses and the frustrations that I was experiencing come home. And it looked like making excuses as to why I had to work late when probably I really didn't. And I was actually just more stressed about what was going on than actually needing to work. And then, of course, that affects my partner, Jess, you.
Yeah.
And then it can snowball from there. So it went, the reach of the adversity at work went way beyond work. It trickled into everything. And you need to compartmentalize that. And I didn't know that at that time.
Yeah, no, I didn't either, obviously. Otherwise, I might try to pull you out of it. But just kidding. I say that knowing I've done it too. Like I had a contract I was working on and I remember it was too much. It was way too much. And I was doing it. And when I look back at that year that I did it, I don't remember a lot of what our kids did. They went bowling for the first time and I didn't even know it happened till months later. Like that's how far out of reality I was with my home life because I was so busy with my work. Mm-hmm. And then talk about reach and endurance, doing that long enough, it's what caused me to have burnout.
Yeah, you literally collapsed.
I literally collapsed and I couldn't leave the house for almost 2 months. Yeah. I was so sick. And of course that had reach because now you're fully responsible for the kids and you're helping me try to get better and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. But to think of where that actually stemmed from, like it was months, even maybe years passed and it just reached and it just kept on enduring because we didn't understand how to really manage it.
Yeah. Yeah. And in my position, in my employment position, the endurance was actually even inside of the company itself, where I probably should have left that position a long, long time before I actually left that position, but I didn't know. And so, you know, the adversity that was basically striking me every day going into work was just going farther and farther and farther down the road. And the endurance of it was snowballing and sticking around for forever. Then we both quit pretty close to the same time.
Yeah.
you had your burnout and we were going through a huge amount of personal development at that time.
Yeah.
And about four or five months later, I think it was, I decided to leave my position. And I remember like the adversity and all the things that I experienced in that position, the endurance of that still stuck around even after I was out of the position, because right. I was operating in a similar fashion to how I was operating in that company. It took a while for it to like truly leave me and finally kind of get my head back on my shoulders and actually like experience normal life, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I don't think we really realize how adversity impacts us, the reach it has, the endurance it has. And I say that because my mom, as you know, obviously got really sick in 2010, right? Like 2010, that's a long time ago. And back then, of course, like that impacted my sister, my dad, myself. But as we worked with her to get her health back, which again, also didn't happen overnight, that took months. And there are a lot of things to work out in there. I just remember I was bitter, right? And I was not bitter on my mom or anything like that, but I was bitter because of the situation and how it transpired, how it could have been prevented, how it almost impacted our wedding because my parents almost weren't able to make it. And I was just really bitter at my younger sister because I knew she was at the core root of why my mom ended up getting as sick as she did and what happened. And I remember hanging on to that for I don't know how many years, until again, through some self-development, I realized I was actually still hanging on to this misery, if you will. Mm-hmm. And until I learned to forgive it and understand it, and then this weight came off my chest, but we're talking years, this reached and carried on and impacted my life, our life, our families.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what I'm saying. It's sneaky, right?
Yeah.
There's no way for your mom to not be sick, right? Like, we can all take care of ourselves better, but like sometimes it just happens.
Yeah.
And in your mom's case, it was one of those things that happened. So how do you prevent that? You can't. So adversity came and kicked your butt.
Yeah.
You never really saw it coming. And then you really never saw it sticking around from that adverse thing that happened in your past. And yet here you are, you know, years later, and all of a sudden you're still experiencing the adversity of that original situation.
Well, I don't think I am so much now, but no, I carried it around like a ball and chain. Like it was just a weight. I didn't realize that was weighing on me until obviously I recognized it and forgave it and let it go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why reach and endurance are so sneaky, because they just happen and then they just stick around I think a lot of people think it becomes the new norm, and they don't even realize that it was actually a shift downwards, where the adversity, its reach and its endurance stuck around and dragged you down and became the new norm, when really you were in a much better spot beforehand. But then you're here today, not really noticing that reach and that endurance of that original event was still sticking around.
Yeah. So when adversity strikes, if you have the control and the ownership of it, you can really nip the reach and the endurance in the butt, like right away, mm-hmm. right? If you learn how to just kind of manage everything that it is in your control of it around it, so it doesn't impact your family, your future, and however that's going to look. Another thing about adversity, we found out, as you mentioned earlier, when we both kind of left our jobs around a similar time frame, is that when you get up to big things, there's big adversity. The more you get up to, the more adversity you'll face.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you had your burnout, and I was totally done with my employment position. Like I said, I should have left it years before I did. And then we both quit our jobs. Now we have go from fairly well-paid positions to no money whatsoever.
Well, we were building a business.
We were aiming for money, but there was no actual dollars coming into the bank account. Basically, what happened is we went from like 100 kilometers an hour to 0 kilometers an hour.
Yep.
First of all, we didn't know how to experience it at all because we'd never been in a position like that. And then we're taking on all these new things and we're both working from home, and then the pandemic happens. and like there were some really stressful moments inside of this household where we didn't know how to handle like what was coming at us.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's one thing to not really have an income coming in, and then the pandemic strikes. No one could have predicted that, right? And we're going, and it wasn't easy to find work in the pandemic because so many things were shutting down. People were cutting back, right? Yeah, pretty much everything was shutting down. So it was like, okay, what do we do? Mm-hmm. Right? And so, of course, we were building a business and working on that. But still, managing that with now teaching the kids because they were home full time.
yeah. classroom is at the table next to you.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. So inside of that, we had to navigate that and figure out like a whole new way to handle the adversity that was coming our way. And I think in that situation, it also extended, even though we were both working from home and there wasn't a lot of reach per se for it to go anywhere, it still had a lot of endurance, and it stuck around for a long, long time inside of this household as we sorted ourselves out.
Yeah.
But we knew that, you know, we wanted to get up to something bigger.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're really talking about here, is that you can hide out from adversity, but you're going to stay small, right? And you're not going to do a whole lot.
Yeah. And I mean, if there's an opportunity you see and you want to take it and you do, that's fantastic. Just know that there's some things that could happen that may not be in your favor. And some things you can plan for and some things you can't. I mean, we took the big leap and tried to build a business, and it didn't quite go the way we would have liked. And that's okay. We had a lot of learning from it, but it was like almost going broke. Like we were at the end of even like our borrowing because of course we didn't have income coming in. And so then that's where we had to learn to revise our life and like not resist the change that we were hoping to not have to go back to.
Yeah. A lot of resistance in there too, which added more adversity to the situation. But at the end of it, we were looking at trying to do something bigger. And at the time we didn't know that, you know, we were going to get punched in the face all these different times over the 2020 and 2021 years there. Yeah. And at the end, we look back at it now, and there's a whole bunch of amazing things that came out of it.
Yeah.
Through all that adversity and all that strife that occurred, you know, we went through a tremendous amount of personal development. There's people who ask us, it's like, you almost went broke, and like you did all these like horrible things, it seemed, right? Like to your family and to your life. To them, it was horrible anyway. To us, we were like living the dream. It felt like, some days it felt like living the dream. But we look back at it and go, okay, we almost went broke. We went into all this debt. All these things happened. Would we take it back? And the answer every single time is like, no, we would not take that back. We're planning on not going broke again. That we've learned our lesson once.
We have learned our lesson. And, you know, we learned a lot of lessons in there because we were, of course, doing self-development and doing a reading of books. But I know before the pandemic, our goal was to not go back into the industry that we were both in. And then when you go for broke there, unplanned, of course, it was like, oh no, like we need to start making money. We need to start making money fast. We don't have a lot of options. What do we do? And that's where we both, because we had discussed before that, you know, if it didn't work out, one or both of us would go back to a contract or a job. And we got there. We got to a point where it was like, we're out of money here. We're out of the runway. We got to start looking. And that I did not receive that favorably. I was like,
well, why did you not receive it?
Oh, because I was really stuck on the concept of I wouldn't have to go back into my previous kind of role.
And it was also my idea. I think that's why you did not receive it favorably.
Well, I think you said you'd get it first, but anyways.
It was my brainchild, and that takes some time to stew before it comes across.
Yeah, maybe. But I think the concept is more like if you say, for example, you're a mechanic and you decide, I'm done with this world. I'm going to now run a business, mm-hmm. an ice cream shop. I don't know, whatever, right? And it doesn't work out. And you know you need to make money. And mechanic is your right-hand man because that's what you know. That's where you got to make a decision and go, you can go back and be bitter. Mm-hmm. Or you can go back and go, this is a stepping stone to get me on the next path I want to go on.
Yeah. We were smart enough to have already decided that before we even quit our jobs or anything like that. Any of this adversity we're talking about happened. We always knew that we could fall back to exactly where we were that day when it happened. And we were aiming for higher though. We were aiming for higher than that. And looking back at it, all the adversity we faced over those years, like I said, we asked ourselves, would we change it anything? Nope. Because if we changed anything, then we wouldn't be the people we are today. Like the level of growth we experienced because of that adversity is exactly why we became the people that we are today.
100%. Yeah. And when you look at it, I mean, I went back to a contract, one that I really despised back in when I left it in 2019. And granted, I had burnout. So there were a lot of negative things that hit me with it. Mm-hmm. But I went back into it with a different mentality in 2022. Right? Like it wasn't the same Jess. And that was a whole new world for me to go back into the exact same thing I was doing, like literally, but looking at it from a different lens. And now it was like positive. And it wasn't just because I see it as a stepping stone to get where I want to go, but I looked at it as in like, how can I do this differently and receive this differently and see it differently so that I'm happy in it as well. Mm-hmm. And I am creating change in the environment that I have access to at the time.
So imagine if you went back to that same position without all the adversity that you experienced over that time. Like, what would that have looked like for you?
Well, the adversity and all the personal growth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I would have been a little Miss Bitter Boots going back going, gah. Right?
It probably would have been the very last option that you ever chose.
Yeah, it probably would have.
Yeah. And you would have been extremely bitter at it, but you experienced the adversity. Now you came in as a different person. Literally your whole reality was different.
Yep.
And you dragged that new reality into the old situation.
Yep.
And all of a sudden the old situation is something brand new and totally not what it was like, you know, 5 years before.
Yeah. And you just see it in a different light and you go, well, this, you know what, this isn't so bad. And now you're kind of enjoying it. I mean, obviously doing it and we're still building some businesses on the side, but I think you had a similar experience doing code as a developer, you know, you wanted to get out of it and you were just like hardcore, I'm out, I'm done. Right. And then you had some trials and tribulations there, you figured out, well, wait a minute, maybe I do want to run a business where I am designing websites. And what are the benefits? What are the values? Like maybe speak to that for our audience.
Oh yeah. Like, so again, I became a different person.
Yeah.
Right. And I was so sick of the developer world that I would not even want to type into a Word document.
Yeah, I know.
Like the keyboard was like poison to me almost.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be anywhere near a keyboard. I didn't want to type on a keyboard because I'd typed so much for so many years. And I just wanted to be, I didn't even like computers. I remember there was a like 6 month period where I could barely even look at a computer. I had to because we were doing some things. But yeah, I was extremely bitter at technology in general.
Yeah, you were.
And then, yeah, you're right. We went through a lot of that adversity, went through a lot of that personal development. All of a sudden, like, we come out the other end and our reality is totally different. And I'm like, what if I create something in, you know, create a technology company, but the way that I want to create it?
Yep.
And I created which to me seemed like a little tiny model of how to do websites. And it did quite well. And now it's a nice little passive income stream for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if I hadn't learned from that adversity,
yeah,
then I would have burnt all those contracts and I would have tried to get rid of them. And
yeah.
And we wouldn't have had that nice, pleasant little surprise at the end of it of a little business, right?
Absolutely. Just and it comes down to perspective, of how you see its situation, and you have full control and ownership of how you see it, right? As we spoke to in the first bit. And then, of course, we know the reach and endurance. We know how long it impacted us. But now, like, from the negative of, like, I do not want to touch a keyboard. Mm-hmm. And like you said, like 6 months, you're like, God, that thing is evil.
I hate computers.
And then now here we are. We own a successful website business.
Yep.
Because we cut those ties of the negative of it. And now here we're experiencing all the positivity of it. Not just, of course, the income and building the business, but I mean, we have amazing clients. Like, it's just, it's amazing what can happen when you can shift your perspective on something.
100%. Yeah. We invest in real estate.
Yep.
And that's another place where I find adversity really, really strikes a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine a tenant not paying. Oh, my God. That like literally turns people over in their grave.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, a sewer backing up.
Sewer backing up. Yeah. Had that happen. Yeah. Yeah. But we went to conferences, real estate conferences, and these people are still trying to get into real estate, but they're hearing all these stories about what it's like to be a real estate investor.
Yeah.
And the reach of those stories is like running straight out of someone else's real estate portfolio in through the conference and into this other person's future real estate portfolio.
And it like paralyzes them. Many don't even go forward with real estate investing. They're so scared.
Yeah. And we have people come to us, like friends and acquaintances come to us and be like, I don't get how you do it. Like, are you not worried that your tenants aren't going to pay? Are you not worried that you're going to have an electrical fire and the whole house is going to burn down?
Yeah.
And then some people like have wishful thinking too about the adversity of being a real estate investor. We have a buddy who wants to buy a lot of properties. He has a very good job, does very well for himself. And I was going through some of the sort of mechanics of what it's going to look like to get to the number of properties he wants to get to. And I'm like, guy, like, you statistically are going to have 3 furnaces fail in the same month with that number of properties.
Yeah.
And you could literally see him go cross-eyed.
Yeah. Like, he just froze. Like, that is just, how do you compute? Right. Yeah.
And what happened? He still hasn't bought a property
to this day, years later.
Yeah, we're still working on it. but the adversity hasn't even hit some people yet in those cases.
Yeah.
And it's already kicking him in the face. Like,
yeah.
And so they don't move. It's kind of, to us, it's kind of crazy. And, you know, there's things like from our education or background where we're financial life professionals and we're real estate investment advisors. Some of the criteria that we put our clients through is actually how to face your own adversity.
Yeah.
And so we have done the work on ourselves as well that we do with our clients. And we just know that there's certain areas that we shouldn't touch. Yep. There's certain areas we shouldn't touch. There's certain ways of investing in real estate that we shouldn't touch, because that type of adversity, even though if it happened, we know we could handle it, but why try to go and seek it out and experience it?
Oh, 100%. Like, if you know it's not for you, I mean, that was just crazy. Like, don't go invite adversity into your house. But I mean, and that's not the same as, say, like, investing in real estate. That you can't, there's not necessarily just adversity to invest in real estate, but if you are a real estate investor and you know there's all different types of real estate investing, if you've tried several and you know which one works for you and you know one that really doesn't, go with what works for you. Like, that just is common sense.
Like, for example, in our portfolio, I don't like commercial. Like, everything about commercial just will not make me sleep at night, but I want to invest in commercial. So what do? I hand it off to someone who can handle that type of adversity. And mm-hmm. so we have some very good REITs that we've invested into. And now we have a commercial in our real estate portfolio,
yep.
but someone else is managing it.
100%.
Yeah. Give me residential real estate all day long. Yep. I can handle tenants. I can handle the problems in those houses. I handled some problems in Mexico on a recent vacation of ours.
Yep.
Because that kind of thing does not bother me. I can sleep at night. I can deal with the adversity without breaking a sweat.
Yeah. You just gotta know what works for you and what doesn't. Just to recap our takeaways, the first one is reach. How far does the fallout of the situation reach into other areas of your work or your life? Number two, endurance. How long will the adversity endure? And third one, remember, big things equal big adversity. The more that you get up to, the more adversity you will face. Our next topic is going to be on meaning. What meaning we put onto things? Why does the same situation have a different meaning for me versus my partner?
We release podcasts every 2 weeks. Be sure to hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast app to journey with us and create your life by design.
Thanks for listening to the Life by Design podcast with your hosts, Jesslyn and Brian.